and WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump is threatening sharply higher tariffs on China. Details from CBS News White House reporter Linda Kenyon.
President Trump says he's placing a 100% tax on Chinese imports starting November 1st or sooner, now that China has restricted exports of rare earth minerals needed for U.S. industries. Posting on social media, the president said the new tariffs are on top of the tariffs China is already paying to import its products into the U.S.
Another Trump post on tariffs on China earlier in the day sent stocks deep into the red. Here's PNC Bank chief economist Gus Fauché.
This is a reminder that there is still a lot of uncertainty out there, that things can change very quickly. Investors have been assuming that things are going to stay calm going forward, but obviously I think this disrupted that.
19 people are missing and presumed dead in an explosion at a munitions plant. It's 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
It's the most devastating scene that I've seen in my career.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is on the scene.
So far, it doesn't look like they seem to believe that this was an act of terrorism. So, of course, really right now, there are a lot of questions. A lot of people here who are waiting for those answers. They are filled with emotion. You can tell as they sit here, they're filled with anxiety. They're hugging one another, just trying to make sense of what happened here.
The White House Budget Office is following through on President Trump's promise of mass firings of federal employees during the government shutdown. CBS's Natalie Brand has that.
CBS News has confirmed from some federal employees that these notices have begun to go out, informing them that they will be fired in 60 days. Now, unclear at this point what will happen if the government reopens before then.
Today is day 10 of the shutdown with no end in sight. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice told CBS News she's happy that 200 American soldiers will be based in Israel to help keep the Gaza ceasefire from failing.
We will have capabilities to help in getting people there, getting the humanitarian assistance organized, and so that's a step that we've not seen before.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem says Israelis have been reacting with great joy after learning that the hostages held by Hamas will soon be released as part of the ceasefire.
It's a huge collective sigh of relief for the entire country. I mean, the hostage issue has just overshadowed life here since the war began 2 years ago.
The hostages are expected to be home by Monday or Tuesday. At the close of a very tough day on Wall Street, the Dow is down almost 2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Doja Cat is a Grammy Award winner with a new album, V, out right now. Did you ever wonder how the name Doja Cat came to be?
I smoked a lot of weed when I was growing up, and I just thought the word Doja sounded like a girl's name, and I was looking for an alias, and that was just what I fell on, and I, like, love cats.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The government shutdown has grounded the Blue Angels, the Navy's premier aerial demonstration team. But Canadian military pilots are stepping up to keep San Francisco's Fleet Week sailing this weekend.
The Snowbirds are flying down from Canada for San Francisco Fleet Week.
We represent the very best of the Canadian Air Force.
Team leader Major Brent Handy says in addition to their usual aerial acrobatics, they'll perform a special maneuver for their sidelined American counterparts.
For the Blue Angels, we'll try to dedicate our heart maneuver to you guys. We'll be thinking of you.
SF Fleet Week was canceled by a government shutdown in 2013, says spokesperson David Cruz.
That is the big difference between this year and previous shutdown years. We've got an air show. We've got visiting ships from Colombia and Canada. We're moving forward.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed today the U.S. will build a facility in Idaho to train pilots from Qatar, an important U.S. ally in the Middle East. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday. Temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Hits WRJN. Hey, good evening. Welcome into the weekend just after 6 o'clock. Chris Morrow, glad you're here. Friday night means high school football. Dick Graceffa coming up at 6:40 with the pregame tonight on WRJN. Now it's the grassroots.
Yeah. Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
For 98 years, Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits too. There was a time I may have fit this profile. That was 50 years ago and a lot of hair ago. It's the five-man electrical band on WRJN.
And the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out? Oh.
Membership card to get inside.
News timeless hits on WRJN. No, I never really had to make up my mind in that situation. Love and Spoonful. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you are here as we get the weekend started. Got a full weekend of stuff for you. Of course, the timeless hits. Baseball tomorrow night. The Brewers try to lock in the series against the Cubs and Packer football Sunday afternoon. It's all here this weekend. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and all the sports you're looking for.
That's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in
Hits WRJN. Welcome into the weekend, Friday night, which means Saturday tomorrow brings on Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Some of the great songs that you may not have heard for years, if not decades. Terry's got them. Heck of a collection. And he knows the stories behind the songs, too. So a lot of your timeless favorites and some fun songs that maybe are dwelling in the back of your mind somewhere. Every Saturday, 10 till 2, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. High school football, Dick Graceffa coming up. Pre-game at 6:40 tonight.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away.
dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you.
88 years, Racine's home for local news, and now timeless hits, too. On the way at 6:40, it's football pregame. Dick Graceffa. High school game of the week is Westosha Central at Burlington. Again, 6:40 the pregame. Should have kickoff right about 7 o'clock on WRJN. Football next. Dick Graceffa, 6:40 the pregame on WRJN. Have a great weekend. Special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
The broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southern Lakes Conference matchup between the Westosha Central Falcons, 0-7 overall, 0-5 in conference, versus the Burlington Demons, 4-3 overall, 2-3 in conference. The Falcons lost their last contest, 42-7, to Beloit Memorial. The Demons were defeated by Elkhorn, 29-23. The Falcons will be led tonight by Daniel Fox, who is a replacement for Mesa Juga, who is injured. The ground game is led by Caden Crowns, who has rushed 95 times for 321 yards. The Demons are led by dual-threat quarterback Grant Sulek, who has completed 100 of 157 passes for 1,242 yards and 13 TDs. He's also rushed 53 times for 258 yards and 5 TDs. Leading ground gainers, Jake Doomer, who has rushed 85 times for 419 yards and 1 TD. Leading pass catcher is Jackson Beeble, who has caught 31 passes for 517 yards and 6 TDs. My keys to the game, first for the Falcons. Fox must have a big night throwing the ball to have a chance. Crowns must touch the ball at least 15 to 20 times tonight, and they must try to keep Sulek from throwing the home run ball to Beeble. My keys to the game for the Demons: Sulek should have ample time tonight to air it out. Doomer should also have a big night running. And finally, they'll have to win the battle up front defensively to keep the Falcons in check. And with that, I'll turn it back up to Dylan, and I'll try to get some comments from the two coaches.
Thanks, Dick. Once again here tonight, all of our broadcasts this year are in remembrance of founding member of DG Sports, Peg Graceffa, Dick's wife. We love and we miss you, Peg. Once again, you're listening to high school football here on DG Sports.
All right, joined by Jason Keppel, the head coach of the West Dallas Central Falcons. Been kind of a tough year, but let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we're young, but we're growing a little bit. The kids have been fighting very hard. I'm proud of the effort, and they're not going to have any trouble finding us tonight.
So what are your keys to coming out with get that first win tonight?
We got to get them to turn the ball over a little bit, and we have to keep our offense on the field. We got to go down and score on every position, no three and outs, and I think we'll have a good night.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Once again, that was Dick with Coach Keppel of Westosha Central High School. Falcons visiting here tonight against Burlington. Once again, you're listening to high school varsity football on DG Sports tonight on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 in Racine. Streaming live on dgsports.mixler.com. You can also find us on wrjn.com or the free Civic or Mixler apps. That's DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools. Dick momentarily waiting for Coach Redmer of Burlington. You got to be careful down there as he walks through the Burlington offense, running a little bit of skeleton plays, trying to get over to Coach Redmer. Tonight's game brought to you by Lings on Lathrop, Sickwood Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo's Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Conference and Banquet Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, Frank DeCristo of Keller Williams Thrive, Caledonia. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Traylor, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Racine Lutheran High School, Waterford High School, and the Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine. Once again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley with Dan Barwick tonight, streaming live and subscription-free coverage on DG Sports. Tonight's game once again features the Falcons of Westosha Central High School and the Demons of Burlington High School. Coming to you live from the Don Dalton Stadium, Tony Romo Field here tonight. It's varsity football on DG Sports. Dick still waiting for Coach Redmer. You can follow us on Facebook at Dick Graceffa or on Twitter. Some people call it X, at Dick Graceffa and at Dualmaster D. Dick's still waiting for Coach Redmer. Doesn't look like he'll get him. You can also follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to access our stream or to live chat with us when able to throughout these games. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family want to listen at a later date, head to our website, dgsports.mixler.com. You can find all of our archived broadcasts there. Once again, that's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools live and subscription-free. We stream wherever you are. You never have to miss a game. From right here in Wisconsin all the way to overseas, we have you covered. Listen live and subscription-free at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app. Download now from the app or Google Play stores. Dick talking to our head referee here tonight, Mike Brewer. He used to run the AAYFL. Not sure if he still does that anymore. But Dick is here with Coach Redmer.
All right, joined by Chad Redmer, the head coach of the Burlington Demons. Coach, you know what's at stake tonight. It's important you get a win.
Yeah, we're looking to bounce back from a couple of tough weeks here, the last 2 weeks against Elkhorn and Badger, but kids feel good. Wisconsin's a talented team. We can't take them lightly. We've got to play hard to win.
And it's interesting because it isn't about wins anymore totally. Yeah. You got to get points, too.
Yeah, we got to get points. We're just going to worry about our jobs. We're only about winning this football game.
All right, what are the keys to coming out in the game?
We got to run the ball. We got to stop the run, try to create some big plays on offense, and try to limit their big plays on their offense.
All right, Coach, go get them tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Chad Redmer, head coach of the Burlington Demons, back up to the booth.
Thank you, Dick. We'll take a moment now to step away for 60 seconds. Once again, you're listening to High School Football on DG Sports.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Once again, we welcome you in here tonight from the Don Dalton Stadium, Tony Romo Field, home of the Demons of Burlington. Beautiful night for football, forecasted for about 61 degrees here at kickoff. We'll be bringing that to you in about 10 minutes here. We'll hear the national anthem, and then we'll be ready for football. So we're waiting for Dick to rejoin us back in the booth. We're looking forward and very excited for this matchup here tonight. Once again, Westosha Central, the visiting team, will be taking on the Burlington Demons in this Southern Lakes Conference contest. Week 8 of the high school football season. Next week, we'll be coming to you live from Union Grove High School, as they will be taking on Badger in that Week 9 Southern Lakes matchup conference game, potentially for a conference championship. We're really looking forward to that one. But before we get ahead to that one, we have a big matchup here tonight, Burlington against Westosha Central. Dick has since rejoined me here in the booth. Nice long walk up the stairs at the back of the press box here.
Yes, and hopefully you can introduce our guest commentator tonight for our listeners.
All right, so we have Dan Barwick here. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we're glad to have you here tonight. Beautiful complex, Looking forward to what you can bring to the table for us. You're a very knowledgeable person when it comes to high school football, high school athletics. Doesn't matter what the sport, you're pretty knowledgeable, and you have a big brain in that Wikipedia up there. So, able to reference anything we may need.
Well, I hope to live up to that introduction there, Dylan.
And did we catch you won the toss when I was down there sitting down there, or no?
No, we did not.
Okay. Well, we'll get it when they come out. But the Central Falcons will be dressed in their away white uniforms, all white, with the Cardinal trim. The Demons will be dressed in their traditional home uniforms, all black, with orange trim. And again, this is it's a big night for the, if you're a Demon fan or you're part of the Demons program, because they need this win tonight. This pretty much will put them in, even with three conference wins, because of the point system that's been adopted this year by the WIAA. Then win again next week in a tough rivalry game against Waterford. And their seeding probably will go up, because right now they're projected with a win tonight, they'd be either a 7th or 8th seed. And we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. So, homecoming here tonight at the Don Dalton Stadium. And we're waiting for both teams to come back onto the field. We'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. And again, right now, as Dylan mentioned, we got this game to call tonight, but right now we have flexed our schedule. We are scheduled to do the Badger at Union Grove game next week. But stay tuned and make sure that stays on our schedule. Otherwise, if we do not do that game by some chance, we'll be right back out here again next week for the rival game between the Waterford Wolverines and the Burlington Demons, which means we will have been at the Don Dalton Stadium 4 times this year.
Yeah, there's a good amount of Southern Lakes football that we have been taking under our wing this season.
And again, stick around all night. Hopefully Dylan will be able to get scores of our local teams that we know that are already in the playoffs. Racine St. Catharines, they're probably will be a one. I would think they're going to be a one seed. They're going to win the Metro Classic Conference. Racine Lutheran is projected to be a two seed, even though they've won the Midwest Classic Conference. And Union Grove, as of now, is a two seed, but that could change either way, depending on what happens tonight and next week. So exciting times coming up. We cover 9 teams in the Racine County area for football. We're projecting 6 of the 9 will get in to the playoffs. So stick around. We'll have a lot more information about that in the next week or so. And our halftime guest, hopefully, Dylan and I are hoping that we get him tonight, will be the AD, Eric Sulik from Burlington. Last time we tried to have him on, they had technical difficulties with the PA system, so he wasn't available to meet with us at halftime. We're hoping he will make it tonight, even though it is homecoming. So how do you see this game going tonight, Dylan?
I think it could go one of two different ways. The Westosha coaches, you know, if they come out and they play the football they want to, I think we'll put them in a position to secure a victory. But Burlington, they need to play their football. And I think if they take care of business, things can go one way. If they don't and they play sloppy football, you can't take this, despite the record, you can't take this Westosha Central team lightly.
Yeah, they coach Keppel. He seems very confident tonight that they can, as he put it, they can steal this one from Burlington. And again, we've seen Burlington, we've seen them play well. At times, not games we've covered, because this is the third time covering them. They're 0 for 2 with Dylan and I covering them. But they hope to change that tonight. And now we'll pause for our national anthem. Okay, that was our national anthem performed by the Burlington High School Pep Band. So both teams getting final instructions, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, the Falcons come in winless and hoping to get that first win tonight.
I'll be interested to see here how Mostosha bounces back after kind of taking a gut punch last week against Beloit, and what, you know, should have been a competitive game turned into a rout. The nice thing, though, about the Southern Lakes, you know, outside of Badger, every game is generally at least competitive. The teams aren't too far apart in talent, so if Mostosha's had a good week of practice and, you know, come out ready to play, they got a chance here against Burlington.
All right, Burlington won the toss, and they deferred, it appears. So they'll be kicking off.
Also, we do have one local score at last check. Case was up 28-0 on Horlick with 8:51 to go in the second quarter.
Okay, thank you for that. So Whiteside, Benson Whiteside, will kick off for the Demons. And there's the boot. Fielded at about the 5. Up to the 20. And they push him back to about the 21. And that was Jack Skinner on the return. WRJN in Racine. All right, so Fox will bring him out. He was inserted as a quarterback tonight for Judah. He's going to play wide receiver because of the elbow injury. Pass there incomplete.
A little bit of jitters there, but that was intended there for Jim Hack.